Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. With me today, I have a great guest with me today. You're going to love him. But before I do, I just want to mention that if, say, you miss a Spotlight Show, or you know you're going to be out of the area, or somebody's out of the area, and you want to tune in to WJBM, please go to our webpage, WJBMradio.com. You can stream the station through there, and our Spotlight Shows are all on there, listen on demand. Now, today I have with me a recent graduate of the United States Naval Academy, Ronan Stork. Welcome, Ronan.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes. Now, Ronan, you might have to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
Yes. Ronan. Ronan and I go back a little bit, right, Ronan?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit.
In middle school.
In grade school, St. Francis, I got to know you. Played basketball for me, seventh and eighth grade year at St. Francis.
Yep.
We had a pretty good team back then, didn't we?
Yeah, we made a couple runs.
Yes, we did. Made a couple runs. Out of two seasons, seventh and eighth grade, you guys lost two games in two seasons.
I think it was something like that. I can't remember too well.
It was always the regional championship or sectional championship.
Sectional championships.
Against Winchester.
Yeah.
Both losses to the same team.
Yep.
Crazy. But you were part of that team and got to know you pretty well, coaching you. Very smart individual. Not very, you know, you weren't loud and crazy by any means, but if I was teaching or trying to get a play or something figure out, I'd do it and then I'd go, "Ronan, tell him what I'm talking about." So, Ronan, you graduated from the Naval Academy, and your sister, Keely, did as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
kind
that's
of
pretty
a legacy,
wild.
Man.
Yeah. Now, how did that begin? When did you start thinking about, hey, you know, I want to go to the Naval Academy? Or you and your sister, how far apart are you?
We're 18 months apart. It all kind of started in the household, I would say.
Yeah.
My mom's brother was a Cobra pilot and he passed away. So we have all of his uniforms and everything he wore, everything he used from when he was in the service. So we kind of grew up with that surrounding us. And then my cousin went to the Naval Academy, who was my mom's brother's son.
Uh-huh.
He went to the Naval Academy, and we visited there for his graduation. And that's kind of how we got the idea of the Naval Academy in our heads.
Kind of looked at it, said, "Hey, I'd kind of like to do that."
Yeah, this looks kind of interesting. You know?
Uh-huh.
So from there, it was kind of in my head. Then obviously my sister went there. I kind of got to see what the academy looked like through her lens. And what she thought about it, and actually like get a better look at it instead of just through stories from my cousin.
Yeah. No. How? What's the age difference between you and your sister? How far ahead of was she?
She's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah,
I see.
2 years ahead of me.
Well, so you did get a good look at it then,
mm-hmm.
And she'd come home on breaks or whatever, and
yeah.
She would chat it up. But it's not easy to get in the Naval Academy, is
no.
it?
No,
I mean, that's a process
tough.
In itself. When did you start thinking, okay, I gotta start doing some things right here? When did you start thinking, I want to get in the Naval Academy?
I think it was around sophomore year. I was really interested in getting into the Academy.
But you were thinking about it prior to that, weren't
you? I mean,
you?
Yeah, prior, because of my cousin.
Yeah.
But I think I was really...
Made the decision?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your sophomore year?
Kind of had my heart to it sophomore year.
Okay. Now, you went to Marquette High School.
Yes.
And your sister did too.
Yes.
Okay. Did you go there kind of thinking, you know, Naval Academy, I better... was there a reason Marquette?
I don't...
Just
I don't remember her. I don't remember her idea. I kind of just followed her there.
Okay, did you? All
right. It sounded like a decent school, though. I had a good time. A lot of great friends. But no, I mean, no specific reason that I can think of.
So your sophomore year, you made up your mind. You're going. Did you change the way you started doing things?
I probably should have.
Oh.
I probably should have, but no. I was just, as you say, I joined cross country junior year, and I was running cross country. I mean, if you know me, I'm not much of a runner.
Right. You went cross country.
Yeah, I was doing that on top of basketball and baseball. But outside of that, should I have changed some things?
Evidently not.
I mean, no. I mean, it worked for me. Could I have prepared better? Could I have trained better? Yes. But, I mean, in the long run, I mean, it still worked out.
Yeah.
Still graduated here today, so.
Sure. What was it like? I know you had to be all excited, but what was it like your first days at the Naval Academy? Were they, like, really tough on you? Tell us about that.
Well, first day during the summer, it was tough because it was like that training boot camp environment.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
Yeah. It was kind of a goofy start because this was around COVID when that was first starting in the middle of that. So we had a quarantine for a couple weeks before we started our actual like boot camp period of it. But yeah, first couple days were a shock because they just busting down doors, waking us up, wasn't really prepared. Yeah.
Yelling at you?
I mean, yeah, yelling at us, but I don't know, looking back, it wasn't like too serious. I wouldn't think it's anything like boot camp, but it's the Naval Academy's version of it. It was very interesting because it was, I don't know, in shock of everything that was going on. Like, you never seen anything like this before.
Right.
I remember my first day, I shaved and I forgot to wipe all the shaving cream off my face because I was rushing too much trying to get...
You were a nervous wreck?
Yeah, trying to get outside with my roommate and, like, all my classmates, trying to get that all together.
Oh, shoot. How about the people, the other students? I mean... What were they like, or what were some standouts? You're like, wow. I mean, were they a lot like you, or were they, you know?
There's, I mean, people come from all around at the Naval Academy. Mm-hmm. Especially, I have a buddy from the Maldives, which is all around the world. There's people come to go to the Naval Academy, but I say everybody there is like-minded for the most part. I mean,
what's that like mind?
I would say purpose or goal oriented. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all like, yes, we all go to the Naval Academy because it's a great school, but at the end of the day, it's that service that what's going to be happening after we graduate, and it's that goal that I think we all bond with. And that's like, that's what we're all kind of like united behind.
Let's see, where was I? You know, your sister, she went into the Marines. Mm-hmm. You are going into the Navy.
Yes.
And, well, both of you, you both got in. And it's not easy to get into the Naval Academy. I understand like 14, 15,000 people apply. You have, and only 1,200 get accepted.
It's around 1,200 per class, I would say.
1,200 per class. And then out of that 1,200... A lot of people drop out, or a percentage drop out. And you, what did you graduate with in your class?
My class, we finished with 1,040.
1,040. Mm-hmm. Okay. As time went on, did it get easier at the Naval Academy? Did it get normal? Is there normalcy?
I would say it got normal because you kind of just get used to the flow of things.
What's a typical day?
Typical day, I would usually wake up around 6:45 because we have formation at 7. when I'm really lazy, I'd wake up at 6:55 and rush to get ready for the day. Yeah, and then formation at 7, where we just get accountability of everybody.
You didn't have to dress up or nothing? Just show up? Yeah,
it was in uniform.
Oh, you had to get in uniform in 5 minutes?
Yeah. You get used to putting the uniform on. Sometimes you can do it quick. After that was breakfast and then classes. And then at noon, we had noon meal formation where we're outside and we all got accountability again. And then marched inside to have lunch. And then after that, we had finished classes. And then after the school day, you'd go on to your extracurriculars. People go to their sports practices or you just work out, do whatever you want.
Any sports? Did you compete in any sports?
While I was at the Naval Academy, I actually joined the offshore sailing team.
Offshore sailing team. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was that like?
It was time consuming. It was tough at first because being from the Midwest, we don't really sail boats around here.
Uh-huh.
So that all that new knowledge of like learning how to sail was tough to take in while also like being your first year at the academy. But I think it was a lot of good experiences.
Yeah, but it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good break, just being able to go out on the water and sail around.
So at practice, you'd have to go out on the water and you'd sail a boat.
Yeah. For about 3 or 4 hours after school, we'd just be practicing sailing.
How big a boat? What kind of boat are we talking about?
I started on a 26-foot sailboat, and then...
How many people on it?
That one, there was only 4 of us.
Okay.
And we'd just be racing out in the river. And then that following semester, we moved on to bigger boats. We have 44-foot sailboats, but the one I was on was 72 feet long.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a good size boat. How many hands on that boat?
We had about 20-ish, 20 people.
So when you raced, tell me about a typical race. Did you race that boat?
Yeah, raced that boat a ton. Okay. Well, basically till it broke.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You broke it, Ronan?
Yeah, well, I broke it.
So what would you race? How many miles? Tell us about it.
Depends on the race, honestly. There's that I know of, there's a couple different types of races. One, there's sprints. So it could either be mile to like mile and a half laps that you'll do. Uh-huh. Just circling buoys, going back and forth, racing other boats of similar size and capacity. And then there's other races that I've done like around Long Island where the race is you're racing all the way around Long Island, which is hundreds of miles, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So you stayed all night on the thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sleep on the boat.
You were always racing. So you took a break, slept a little bit, and then got back out.
We'd have different watches. That's right. Like why you had 20 people on the boat. So you could kind of split up into watches of 10 and 10. So while one was grinding and racing the boat, the other could sleep.
Okay.
For the longer ones.
All right. Now, you were telling me a little bit before the show about you had a carrier experience. You got to spend a little time on a carrier. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this last summer, a year ago, Navy paid for a trip for me to go to Vietnam.
You did? All right.
Yeah, because the USS Ronald Reagan was making a port call in Vietnam, and we had to hop aboard there. So, yeah, got a little trip in Vietnam, and then afterwards we were on the carrier for about 3 weeks.
Really?
Putting around, yep.
Do you have a job while you're on there?
No.
No?
Would have been nice to have one. I was kind of like a lost puppy aboard. finding something to do.
But. How many Naval Academy people were on it?
In my group, there were about 10 of us.
Okay.
And then there's a few other ROTC kids with us that we were hanging out with. But yeah.
ROTC? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ROTC. Yeah. Yeah.
How big is a carrier? What would you guess?
Compare
it like in football fields.
Football fields, it is, I think, a little over 3 football fields.
Pretty good sized boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a big boat and holds 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Around there. It's a floating city, pretty much.
So on the carrier, of course, they're carrying planes, right? Mm-hmm. And planes, did you get a chance to take a ride on a plane while you were there?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a ride on a few aircraft while I was on the carrier. I got like three helicopter rides, and then one that was really impressive was I got to ride backseat in an F-18. Got to shoot off the carrier and land, kind of like what you see in Top Gun, uh-huh. and all those movies.
And you were in the back seat.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience.
I bet.
Yeah.
What's that like when you're taking off?
It was...
I mean, what's the experience like? Have you had anything like it before?
No, nothing like it. The closest thing you could compare it to is a roller coaster, and even then, it's like 10 times crazier.
Because you're just
crazier.
Instant speed.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about landing? Now, that's...
Landing...
You got to land on a carrier.
Yeah.
Right.
Landings... It wasn't as rough as I thought, because you have handlebars and stuff to brace onto. So if you fully prepare for it, it's doable, but it's, a lot's moving when you're landing, and then a lot stops at the same time.
The F-15, how many passengers on that?
There's a couple of variants. There's one where it's just one pilot, and then there's the other variant that I rode on where it's... one pilot and one naval flight officer.
Just two people?
Yeah, two people.
Okay. Now, your intentions are you want to, that's your main job. That's what you want to do, right?
Is be naval flight officer.
A naval flight officer.
Yeah, that's what I was selected for.
Okay. So you're selected for it, you train for it, and you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the plan.
Yeah. And you actually... We'll be riding one every day, all the time. And
maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, there's different aircraft that have the potential to be riding in. So mm-hmm. one could be jets, and then they could also do, don't want to get too specific, but P-8s. It's a bigger aircraft. It's like a 737.
Oh.
And naval flight officers are on that as well.
Yeah.
And there's a few different aircraft that can get on.
I'll ask you this. Chances are you planning on making a career out of the Navy?
That's still up in the air for
it's
me.
Still in the air.
I would say.
You could, once you get through this, you could always fly jets for
airliners. Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
It happens a decent amount with...
Yeah.
Navy people.
You said also, tell us about, you did a little stint on a submarine.
Yeah, I did. That was another summer trip at the Naval Academy.
How long did you spend on the submarine?
It was about 3 weeks underway on the submarine. No sunlight under the water.
Was that the longest 3 weeks of your life?
It felt like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a job or anything. I mean, shout out to all the submariners out there, it's a tough job.
Imagine
it.
That has to be tough.
Yeah. They're good people, though. Good guys. Good men and women under there.
So what's your advice to people thinking about going in the Naval Academy? I'm sure people might hear this. And we've got a few people from around the area, you know, that have went to the academies.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice if you're young, you know, and you're thinking about it, what do you tell them as far as making it and getting in?
I'd say go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah. Is there anything they need to do, though? I mean,
there's a lot. there's a lot of the process that I had my mom help me with a lot.
Like what?
Just like the whole application. It's a big application and a lot of stuff you have to do. Application in itself is long with like essays and general information.
Oh, okay.
And then you also have to get appointments into the academy from a representative, so like senator or the representative for your district,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. So I had to go.
You have to get a representative.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was yours?
I forget who it was at the time.
Okay.
Honestly. But yeah, I had to go interview with a group of people.
But how about if you're like a freshman in high school, some things that you need to do, like probably you need to take, you know, you need to bump up your classes, you know, you need to take.
Yeah. From what I think helps is obviously good grades.
Good grades.
And it's also staying involved in whatever you're doing. So if that's sports, if you're not a sports person, it's okay.
You can make it in something else.
You can do clubs. Like, as long as you're, like, you're putting yourself out there and giving yourself leadership opportunities, that's kind of what they look for.
Okay, leadership opportunities. Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay.
Like, and if you're just doing clubs, like, they look for probably like vice president, president, you know, showing that you're putting yourself out there and trying to, I guess, lead people
mm-hmm.
at a younger age in high school. And also, like, just participating in sports. If you're,
you don't even have to be the outstanding, but if you
no, participate, super outstanding in sports.
But if you participate and you're a team player,
yeah,
and
it's just good to show that you can handle a lot, and because, like, if you just get good grades in high school, for them, I'm trying to think how to word it.
Well, it's not enough. They want people that are interactive with other people.
They
want
to show that you could do a lot and that you're also a people person.
A people person. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Ronan, we got to wrap this interview up. Any last words that you want to say to anybody out there?
Any last words?
Any last or anything you want to say to wrap this up?
I don't got much. Shout out my mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, if you're listening.
Oh, they're listening.
I hope so.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of it, yeah, a lot has to be said for your mom and dad and your grandma and grandpa that they have two grandchildren that have went through the Naval Academy, graduated, and are on their way to a great career. We're proud of you here.
Thank you.
Here in Jerseyville, WJBM, very proud of you. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
And we'll see you around.
See you.